Good afternoon and welcome to the 330 Sports Show. My name is Justin Coffin. Today is February 2nd, 2023. It is Groundhog Day. And what perfect way to go right into Groundhog Day with a member from the Youngstown Rotary. Kevin is joining us and he's going to talk to us about their Groundhog Beer Fest that's coming up on Saturday. Before we start our interview with Kevin, I just want to let you guys know we will have plenty in the second half of the show. So today's kind of going to be goats and groundhogs. So what I mean by that, we're going to talk a little Jim Tressel. We're going to talk a little Tom Brady. We're going to talk a little LeBron James at the end of our show. But first, we're going to start off with groundhog. We're going to start off with Kevin, and we're going to talk a little beer while we're sipping a little bourbon here. So
excellent,
Kevin, appreciate you coming in. And why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and the Rotary in general.
Thanks, Justin. I appreciate the opportunity and thanks for the bourbon too. That's good stuff. So yes, I'm a member of the Youngstown Rotary Club and a past president a bunch of years ago. And basically as a service organization, you know, we strive to, you know, better the larger community that we live in.
No doubt.
And so one of the things that we try to do is raise some money. And then we do have a community grant cycle that we do every year and try to solicit grants for other worthy causes. And, you know, in the past, we've helped out the YWCA, the Boy Scouts, United Returning Citizens, Friends of the Mahoning River. Wouldn't surprise me if Project MKC was in there and
sure, yeah.
some others. So, you know, a lot of other really worthy organizations. And so that's really what our goal was. And probably five years ago, a few of us, I happened to miss that day, but were out at an Indians game, and I missed that year. But sitting around saying, boy, what could we do that would involve the community, that would be fun to help mm-hmm. raise some money, raise the profile? And one of the younger members had just been to a beer fest. He says, why don't we do a beer fest?
Sure.
So they sketched it out on the back of a napkin, asked me to join them in the efforts, and 5 years later, here we are. And so it is the Groundhog Craft Beer Fest, named because we have it right around Groundhog's Day.
Mm-hmm.
It also happens to be the weekend where there's literally no sports going on, or at least those of us that like to watch football.
Sure.
So there's no distractions, no reason not to be there. And so we've up to this point in time raised through the previous four events, raised something a little over $80,000, which we have redeployed back into the community. And with a little bit of luck this year, we're going to pretty easily top that total of 100,000.
That's fantastic. So, you know, just sitting around jotting stuff down on a napkin is kind of how you guys came up with this idea. So, you know, as someone that kind of is in the nonprofit industry, I know, you know, it's an idea, but it takes a lot of people and a lot of work to get an event like this going. So yeah. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the behind the scenes stuff?
Well, as we were talking off air there, you know, you Project MKC obviously does a lot of great work in the community. And like you, that's a great observation that when, you know, you have this idea, like that's going to be great. But then when you get into the weeds of it, and it's probably best that you don't know what you don't know,
mm-hmm.
you know, because otherwise you might not do it. So, you know, as you get into it and you make your mistakes and you learn and go, oh gosh, we got to do that better. But you do find out there's a million details. Somebody equated it with the last week before a wedding. And that's this week has been crazy trying to make sure we have all the I's dotted.
Sure.
And hopefully whatever we miss, nobody will notice on Saturday. But yeah, but it takes a good group of people that are willing to put forth the effort. And we're fortunate that we have a great group mm-hmm. of people from around the community who are very involved. And we have people that say all they can do, and I don't mean all they can do, but what they can do is come to the event and help at the event, which yeah. we need obviously volunteers. But then you have our planning committee who's, you know, it's this time of the year, it becomes a little bit of a part-time job.
Oh yeah. I bet it's a huge undertaking and there's a lot to do, but you know, you're going on what, this is the fourth year of it?
It's our fifth year.
A fifth year now.
It's
okay.
Our fifth year. Yeah. We got a little bit lucky with COVID in that 2020, we were Groundhog's Day of 2020. So
sure.
it was before we really, things got squirrely. And then in 21, we did it as an outdoor event in the summer.
Okay.
In one of the parking lots of Stambaugh Auditorium. which was nice. We were blessed and got really lucky with the weather that year.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been able to have it every year.
That's great. And speaking of weather, you know, I was looking at the forecast. It actually looks, it's going to be cold Friday, but mm-hmm. it looks like Saturday is mostly sunny. It's going to be in the low 30s. So no excuse with roads or traveling to get downtown.
Yeah, that's always a concern, obviously, if you're going to have any event where, is the weather going to be such that people don't want to come out because it's hazardous mm-hmm. to drive? And it turns out, like you said, it's going to be dry, probably a little bit sunny, maybe the 20s or 30s. So perfect weather.
And the planning, as you had mentioned, too, no sporting events, you know,
that's on purpose.
That's a fantastic. I mean, because, you know, football is life for so many people, and you know, there's no excuse to miss any games.
I grew up in Northeast Ohio, too. I'm as much of a football nut as anybody. Mm-hmm. And I love the last two weekends with playoff games, Saturday and Sunday. I mean, those are the two best weekends.
Yeah.
And if you had to be like, hey, you got to miss a whole bunch of that, I don't know.
Right. Yeah. So that's great. And you had mentioned the venue, Stambaugh Auditorium. Iconic. So talk about that a little bit.
So we were fortunate, we are the Rotary Club of Youngstown, and we really feel like we want to keep our event in the city of Youngstown. And mm-hmm. so then when we say, where are we going to hold this? There's a variety of different venues, but what came to mind, and we've had a great partner in Stambaugh Auditorium this whole time. It's an iconic location. It has everything that we need there, and they've been great partners with us. So,
sure.
That's where, we're looking forward to it again.
That's fantastic. So, Stambaugh Auditorium, excuse me, hit the wrong button here. Stambaugh Auditorium, is, like you said, such an iconic. Hey Joe, can you flip back the standby? I flipped it, but anyway, they can still hear us right now, but, we'll get that stream back up. But, talk to us about, when people can get there, like the hours, and is there a certain time people can show up versus maybe a VIP section, stuff like that.
Great.
Thanks, Joe.
So there are two sessions. We're having an afternoon session and what we call an evening session. The afternoon session begins at noon and it goes from 12 to 4. And now the first hour, 12 to 1, is that hour is a VIP hour.
Okay.
So it's an extra hour tasting session, and the general admission then would be 1 to 4.
Okay.
And then the same thing for the evening session begins at 5, and 5 to 6 is the VIP, general admission 6 to 9. So really, if you're wanting to get in at 12, you don't really have to get there much before, 11:45, 11:40.
Sure.
As Stambaugh Auditorium really isn't going to open the doors until a little closer to 12. Mm-hmm. So, you don't want to stand outside in the cold. You don't have to do that. We're going to have 25, I believe, different breweries representative.
Wow.
And should be really a great event. The, you get with your tickets, the general admission tickets, which you can buy at the Stambaugh Auditorium box office. As a walk-up, you can do it online. There is a $5 service fee per ticket that they charge. So the ticket is $45, so your net cost is $50. You can buy off of any Rotarian as well. And the VIP session is a total of $70, including the service charge. And so with that, you have basically a number of tasting tickets and a tasting mug that you can go around and just taste all of the different brews. We're going to have ciders and breweries.
Okay.
And one of the nice things is it's all going to be regional or local. So talking about regional, it's about as far away as, say, Cleveland or Erie.
Okay.
Akron, Alliance, Canton, all of the Youngstowns are going to be most of the Youngstowns. There's a few of the really smaller ones, literally one or two employees that are unable to be there this
sure.
year because, as everybody knows, everybody's having a little trouble with staffing.
No doubt. Yeah.
So generally speaking, though, it's going to be everything people have heard, but there's going to be some new ones this year. We probably have 4 or 5 ones that haven't been here before, so that'll be good.
Okay. All right. Very good. So so getting there and, when you're drinking a little bit, you might get a little bit hungry, too. Are there any food options?
So Stambaugh Auditorium is going to run the concessions. Now, that's not covered in your cost of admission, but what they do is they're going to have a full menu of things that people could eat from, such as mac and cheese, sausage sandwiches, meatball sandwiches, brats, quesadillas, pepperoni rolls, hot dogs, popcorn, and so on.
Yeah.
But we're also going to have, and pop and water, of course, but we're going to have water that anybody could, you don't have to pay for water. We're going to have water stations and bottles of water, you know, obviously to keep people a little hydrated, getting a little too loopy. And then we're also going to have one, you know, one hot cookie will be there with some of their things and pretzel necklaces and caramel corn and Ohio Buckeye with Buckeye. So in case you get a little sweet tooth when you have a beer.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a lot of options for people to enjoy.
That's great. And you know, whether you buy your ticket, every additional thing you do purchase, especially I'm sure there, remember, this goes to a great cause. So tell us a little bit about maybe where some of your funding does go to, or maybe where you think you might plan on it going to. That's probably a tough question to answer now.
Yeah, but where it's going to go to. So what we've done in the past is, so, you know, we're fortunate that over the years, so Youngstown Rotary has, you know, the Rotary Club had what Rotary International started in Chicago in the early 1900s. Youngstown Rotary Club was founded in 1915. So this is actually our 108th year.
Okay.
We're going to have, this month is our 108th anniversary.
Wow.
And so, you know, over those years, we have been fortunate and with the good management, stewardship, and foresight of our previous members, they have founded a foundation, we have our own foundation, which we have had added to each year and have had it prudently invested. And it has grown to a size where we're able to make some very nice grants. And then on top of that, with our fundraising, we're able to, I think, have some impact in the community.
Yeah.
And so what we look to do with the funds that we raise from this event, you know, as an example, last year after expenses, we netted probably $32,000. And so from that, you know, we then go out and we send out a request for proposal, what we know as an RFP, to the nonprofit community and say, these are some things that we're looking to do. Give us your ideas.
Sure.
And then we have a committee of people that are experienced in this, and we go and evaluate those and score them and say, okay, this is how we rank them, and let's go out and put that money back in the community. So it'll be interesting to see. Every year it seems that we were surprised at the different asks that we get.
Yeah.
So I'll be interested to see what we get this next year.
That's fantastic.
But I know that like last year, one of our bigger grants was the Boy Scout camp at Camp Stambaugh back in the late 60s, early 70s. I can't remember. Youngstown Rotary built and bought the swimming pool at Camp Stambaugh way back in the day.
Okay.
And if anybody that's ever had a pool knows, they're a little expensive to maintain.
Yes.
And so they had some significant things wrong with it that needed fixed, something around around of $22,000, or they were not going to be able to use it.
Sure.
So after some discussion, you know, we figured since we bought the pool, we might as well fix it.
Right.
So we made them a pretty nice grant to fix the pool, so they were able to use it for all of the scouts. And they have thousands of kids that come out there every summer. So that was awesome. You know, in the YWCA here in downtown, and like I said, a bunch of others.
Doing good in the community, and that's what you guys are all about. And it's going to be a fun event. Are you a beer drinker yourself?
I've been known to sip one from time to time.
Yeah.
And I'm really, really enthused about the craft beer movement. And it's more than a movement, but for anybody that's fortunate enough to travel a little bit around our country, you know that this phenomenon of local breweries and brew houses is everywhere. And it's fantastic. You know, my son lives in Columbus. We love going and just hitting a few of those.
Sure.
And when I go to different conferences, we're always going around with some of the guys and hitting a few. And it's really nice to see around the country. And it's great that we have some here. And that's, I have to say one thing as I was thinking about this afternoon's talk, one of the things that I've learned in getting to know a lot of these different brewers, whether, you know, all the local ones, say in the Tri-County area, one of the things that struck me, and I don't know why, but you look back, is that, and this word gets used way too often, but the passion that they have. There is a true passion that they have, whether you're talking, you know, Ira right up here at, Noble Creature or Adam over at Modern Methods, the guys at Birdfish or any of the other ones that we know, there is a true passion and they're really good at what they do. And obviously it's a difficult business, but we really appreciate that they're here and to be able to support them.
Yeah, that's a great way of putting it, passion, because these guys and ladies put a lot of effort into their work and it shows based on the following some of these places have and just some of the beers they have.
Well, you know, that's the other thing that I found is, you know, it's one thing for me to say, hey, you know, I like to have a craft beer here. And by the way, I'm going to interject here. A lot of times when people hear craft beer, they immediately say, oh, IPAs. Mm-hmm. It must be an IPA. And I don't like IPAs. And I have to tell anybody that's listening, I was that way too.
Mm-hmm.
And I can take an IPA, but not all day, every day.
Sure.
And it's not just that. Now they all make one, but all of the ones they have all kinds of different varieties. So if anybody's like, listen, I don't want to go for 25 different IPAs, it won't be like that. And that's one of the things we have them give us their beer list ahead of time, because each brewery is going to bring two flavors.
Okay.
So there's going to be at least 50 different flavors, if you will.
Yeah.
To try. So hopefully people can do that.
That's all right.
Gotta hate when that.
That's all right. So at least two different beers for each brewery that's going to be there is pretty great. It's pretty great. So let me ask you this. If you regain that thought, let me know. I do it all the time. I have a great long-term memory and maybe the worst short-term memory. But you can purchase tickets at stambaauditorium.com still.
You absolutely may. You can do it as a day of walk-up.
Okay.
And again, same price as you would pay online.
Okay.
We do have we've been very blessed that we have a lot of sponsors who have sponsored us, and they usually get their own tickets. And if there are any sponsors listening, you know, as you come into our registration table, we'll have our own will call there. So you can just pick them up there, but yeah, you can buy them right up to the day of the event.
That's fantastic. So it sounds like a blast. I'm actually going to be there with a few family members, so I'm looking forward to it. I've never attended before, just, you know, based on my schedule, but I'm really looking forward to this year.
Which session are you coming
to? You know what? I think it's the early session. Okay. I think it's the 12 to 4 session.
So a little shout out to some of the folks that are, you know, helping us put this on now. So everybody in town, if you've been around, you know who Jimmy Sutman is with the Golden String and all of the great work he's done in talking about doing good in the community.
Sure.
Jimmy's also happens to be a talented DJ.
Okay.
It turns out. And he has been nice enough that he is going to DJ the first session.
Okay.
And then there's a local band up and coming. I've seen them on the summit. I think I have. And called Ohio. I think it's Hayden Brook.
Okay.
And that band is going to play live the second session.
Fantastic.
So I'm really looking forward to hearing them.
I mean, really. So you get your drinks, you know, bottled water included. You had mentioned you got some entertainment there. Mm-hmm. You got food options. So pretty much everything you need on a Saturday afternoon or early evening to have a good, fun night.
I think so. And for those people, by the way, that say, well, listen, you know, maybe can I get somebody to drive us? They don't like to have a beer. Mm-hmm. There are designated driver tickets available.
Okay.
Walk up or online, $25, which gets you, you know, it is a fundraiser, but it gets you in the event. And then there's a $5 food voucher as well as unlimited pop and water for your DD.
Yeah. Go support a great cause and be that DD. So, you know, people are getting home safely too. So exactly. Fantastic stuff. Kevin, before we kind of wrap up here, anything else, maybe I didn't touch on, maybe people should know about, or anyone you want to, you know, say thank you to for like helping behind the scenes. It's probably a long list.
There is a long list. You alluded to that earlier with, when you have so many people working on the planning committee and so many volunteers, I mean, dozens and dozens of people are involved in this. And I, you know, to each one of them, I would say thank you. I would say a special thank you to my co-chair, Samantha Turner. This is our second year together chairing the event, as well as some of the other planning committee members. They know who they are. If I go and list them with my short-term memory, I'll probably forget one.
Yeah, so I understand.
I don't want to do that, but they're, you know, we have to thank all of them as well as all of our sponsors Stambaugh, our broadcast partners who have been very generous in promoting us out there on social media, digitally, and on broadcast, WKBN, WFMJ. They've been very, very great partners with us. So, you know, we can't thank them enough.
That's awesome. So again, if you're looking to get out, remind us of the two sessions and the ticket price and what comes with that.
Sure. So this Saturday, February 4th, Stambaugh Auditorium, 1000 Fifth Avenue, right near downtown Youngstown, right up from the stadium. There are two sessions. The afternoon session begins at noon, 12 to 1 for the VIP session. That's $70. And if you want to just do the general admission, that's 1 to 4. That's $50. And then same thing pricing wise for the evening session, 5 to 9. That is 5 to 6 is the VIP session, and 6 to 9 is the general admission session. Of course, parking is free. It's right there at Stambaugh. And of course, as we all know, anybody that's been there, if you haven't been there, those are secured lots. There's going to be security outside, of course, keeping an eye on things both inside and out. So keeping everything safe for us.
That's great. That's great. So, I mean, 25 plus vendors there on a Saturday. Get out, have some fun, go support a great cause. They put the money right back into the community. And Kevin from Youngstown Rotary, we hope you have a great event. I'm looking forward to it.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I think, you know, this week, we're kind of ready to get done with all of the planning because we've been working, you know, since August on it. So we're ready to get it done. But at the same time, every year we have a great time. I'm looking forward to seeing you there.
Yeah. It's go time. Have some fun and everybody get out there. So if you're on the fence about this, you know, someone that likes beer, likes craft beer, whatever it might be, get out and support a great cause on Saturday. So again, thanks. Kevin from Youngstown Rotary, go check it out. You can also buy tickets at stambaughauditorium.com, or as Kevin said, you can buy tickets in person there at the door. So again, thanks, Kevin. And we're going to come right back with, we just talked about the Groundhog Beer Fest. We're going to talk about some goats on the other side of this: Jim Tressel, Tom Brady, LeBron James. So we will be right back. All right, we are back. Hopefully not all of you left, but we appreciate, again, Kevin coming down from the Youngstown Rotary, looking forward to a fun event Saturday. So, again, talked about groundhogs. Let's talk about some goats, and we're going to start with a goat of Youngstown, Jim Tressel. January 31st was his final day at Youngstown State University as president. Served a bunch of years there. I'm not exactly sure offhand, but we obviously know he was the head coach of the Penguins there before going on to Ohio State University and being the head coach of the Buckeyes in a national championship with the Buckeyes, kind of turning around that rivalry with the Wolverines as well. So we've had Coach Tressel on the show before, and that's, to me, one of my favorite shows. So just fantastic stuff with him. But Joe, let me ask you this.
Sure.
Goats of Youngstown. There's a bunch.
Yes.
So greatest people of all time. So if you're thinking about different people from Youngstown that have made maybe some of the biggest impacts of the community, I mean, Jim Tressel goes right near the top of that list, maybe the top, I'm not sure. Who are some people in the Youngstown area that you think should be maybe towards the top of that list?
All right. So I had some heroes growing up. Like Traficant was obviously
that's a
big
good one. Yeah.
Right? Ed O'Neill.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's a good one. Yeah.
Then you got Boom Boom Mancini.
Mm-hmm.
You got Kelly Pavlik.
Yep. By the way, Boom Boom, I've talked to him a couple times. We got to get him back down here on the show. I know he used to do a show down here with you guys.
Yeah,
so
that'd be awesome.
We got to get that rescheduled. So,
yeah.
Anyway, keep going. I'm sorry. Kelly Pavlik, a friend of the Youngstown studio, right? Down here.
I mean, we've had so many football players make their way through here. Let's see. All right, give me your top.
I'm going to say, and like, this is just going off the top of my head. Like you said, Al Bundy.
Yeah,
Ed O'Neill. Sure. That's awesome. I got to say the DeBartlows, though.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, and I mean, people think of the 49ers and stuff, but like, they literally created the shopping mall. and the plazas and stuff like that. So Boardman Plaza, Southern Park Mall, they used to own the Pittsburgh Penguins for a while, that now obviously the 49ers. So to me, I think they have to be towards the top of the list. Okay.
So the Yorks to Bartlow's, Cafaro's as well.
Cafaro's huge. There's so many people that have made such a huge impact. I mean, we've had freaking William McKinley from Niles, you know, just right down the street, the president of the United States, you know? So, I mean, we've had a bunch here. Maurice Claret, you know, there's just so many
Ed
people.
Moransky.
Ed Moransky, fantastic. And not just what Ed Moransky has done, you know, like he played for the Oakland Raiders, played for the Michigan Wolverines. We won't hold that against him, nope. But he has done so much in the community and so many good things. I think he's YSU's like philanthropist of the year this year. And yeah, so many great people in the Youngstown area. So if you guys have any goats of the Youngstown area, let us know, because
I'm going to say Justin Coffin.
Oh man, not yet.
You see that?
I'm going to say, I would say my mother over me, Jenny Kennedy. But definitely not me. Joe Danier is working his way up that ladder. I mean, you do so much in the community. You like literally just this show, you know, the other shows that happen down here, all the support you put out in the community. Youngstown Studio is becoming a thing. And, you know, Joe, you're climbing that ladder. So you're climbing that ladder. So we'll see what happens. So let's go to another goat. I believe we talked about this last year about the same time, which makes me think of Groundhog Day again. But Tom Brady announced his retirement last year on February 1st, decided I'm not quite, you know, not going to quite hang it up yet. He announced his retirement again yesterday, and I think this time is going to be for good.
Well, I was going to ask you, who do you think he's going to play for in the spring? Retired.
I think he's done. I think done, he's done. The season he went through, the struggles he went through a divorce, you know, like, all that stuff on social media, but this guy retires with more Super Bowl rings than any other franchise, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, we're Browns fans. We just want to get to to a Super Bowl, for God's sakes. Tom Brady's won 7 of them, six with New England and 1 with Tampa Bay.
So is he just going TV career from this point on? I mean, is he going to be...
I remember last year Fox had some sort of deal already in place with him, and it was kind of like name your price, like $20 million a year, whatever it might be, to be like the lead color commentator for Fox. So I think that's probably a route he'll take. So
if he replaces Joe Buck or Troy Aikman, that'd be a plus.
Well, they're on ESPN now, so they're gone from the Fox circuit. So I think he'll step right in on that. Look at some of these numbers, though, by the way. This was a tweet by Field Yates yesterday. Tom Brady basically has a Hall of Fame resume in 3 separate decades. In his 20s, 21,564 passing yards, 147 touchdowns, and 3 Super Bowl wins. In his 30s, 40,000 passing yards, 309 passing yards, or 309 passing touchdowns, 2 Super Bowls. And then in his 40s, 27,632 passing yards, 193 passing touchdowns, and 2 Super Bowl wins. Tom Brady, that's pretty damn impressive. So, I mean, he's 45. You know, I hope to one day be as cool as Tom Brady. And I think Tom Brady's about 4 years older than me. And he probably looks a little bit younger than me too, as of right now, with, you know, that damn TB12, and he's probably, you know, the guy's on human growth hormone or something like that. But
he's paid $5 million to stay young, no doubt.
But anyway, congratulations to him. This was another thing I saw out there. He has pretty much a winning record. I'm looking at this. He has a losing record against the Kansas City Chiefs, 5-6. But I believe he has a winning record against every other team, if I just glance that over, or at very least 500. You know, the Seahawks, the 49ers, he went even with there, and the Chiefs 5-6. So other than that, pretty much a great record against every other team. And then I thought this one was kind of funny. This is from our buddy Reflog on Twitter here. I thought I had what it took. It was a real wake up call losing to the Browns this season. So wanted to retire. That's actually not a real quote, but I thought that was funny. Yeah. And Bill Belichick chiming in on the news piece of Tom Brady's career. Bill Belichick's still around coaching at however old Bill Belichick is now.
Do you think they are at odds? Do you think they don't like one another now?
I think maybe that was a thing a couple years ago. I think now it's probably like what's done is done. But I bet Bill Belichick wants to get one more Super Bowl without Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. I guarantee that's in the back of his head somewhere, and they're not Super Bowl winning ready right now. So Mac Jones is a decent quarterback, but not a great quarterback, and they got a long way to go. So I don't know. What about you? What do you think?
Yeah. See, I honestly think in NFL, they do so much to create bad blood between players and one another and players and coaches. Mm-hmm. I just think the media just like leans on those open wounds and make it worse than it needs to be. So,
well, speaking of weird people in the NFL and different coaching things that just happened. So Sean Payton, former coach of the New Orleans Saints, is now going to be the head coach of the Denver Broncos, joining up with Russell Wilson, who we know is one of the weirdest people in all of the NFL. Mm. But the Broncos basically have traded 3 first round picks, 2 for Russell Wilson, 1 for Sean Payton, 3 second round picks, 2 for Russell Wilson, 1 for Sean Payton, and 3 NFL players for Russell Wilson and Sean Payton. So that is a lot
real? They're
to give up.
Coaches?
Yeah.
Are you shitting me? No way.
It has happened before. So this isn't completely unprecedented. John Gruden went from Oakland to Tampa. There's been a few other ones that they're not coming to, you know, my head right now, but John Gruden's the big one I can think of. There was a couple other ones. I think Bruce Arians even went from the Arizona Cardinals to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers a few years ago, and they just like swapped like 6th and 7th round picks. But Sean Payton was a highly coveted guy, but he was still under contract with the Saints. So you got to give up something. And, you know, there's 3, 4, 5 teams that might've wanted him. And, you know, so you go to the highest bidder, and Denver, that's going to be an interesting match. I don't know how Payton and Wilson will fit together. Probably can't be any worse than this year, going like 4-13 or whatever they did. But
Russell Wilson is the Kanye West of football.
He is a weird ass dude. We will just leave it at that. And I saw this. I thought this was funny. But the Pro Bowl is this weekend. And as we mentioned earlier on, there's no sporting events this weekend. So the Pro Bowl doesn't count. No. But Flag Buffalo football. Bills quarterback Josh Allen is skipping the Pro Bowl due to an injury, but is competing this weekend at Pebble Beach, which is totally relatable for all of us who have
get like $100,000 to do this, right? So they're just like, no thanks.
He'll actually probably make more money and have more fun golfing than he would going to the Pro Bowl. So
what's in Vegas this year?
Good question. I don't know.
Okay.
When it used to be in Honolulu,
different story.
I totally get it, because you get that free trip. You're taking your family, your friends, you go out and you're in Hawaii for a week. But if it's in like Orlando, it's like, come on. I mean, Orlando's cool and all, but it's like nobody's going to Orlando right. if you don't have to.
I think it's in Vegas. I think that's why.
Okay.
We got a negative.
Okay. All right. Let's go to one more goat here. LeBron James. LeBron James just put up a freaking triple double against the New York Knicks in Madison Square Garden in an overtime win the other night.
Yep, Las Vegas.
Oh, it's in Las Vegas. Okay. All right. I mean, Las Vegas, that's pretty good.
Bad things can happen in Las Vegas.
Yeah, no, what happens in Vegas doesn't always stay in Vegas, especially your money or some stories that might make it out. But let's real quick talk about LeBron. And speaking of Vegas with LeBron, LeBron eventually wants to own an NBA franchise in Vegas. That's one of his dreams. But he is now only 89 points away from Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's all-time NBA scoring record. So roughly 3 games worth, if he puts up about 30 per game, which is ironically what he averages this year. And he's 38 years old and he's averaging over 30 points a game, which is crazy. Just
insane. Is he close to the end? Is he close to retirement?
I don't I don't know, because I would have thought that. And like, the Lakers are not a great team this year. They're good, but they're not great. They're kind of like a middling team in the Western Conference, but they've had so many injuries. Russell Westbrook stinks. Now, Anthony Davis is like kind of like made of whatever an easily breakable material is. He's just like a bag of bones that seems to break down all the time. But LeBron remains constant. He is just
Me tell you this. I think he should retire, and not because of his what's on the court. I think the dude pressure and emotionally is starting to, the seams are starting to break apart.
Sure.
We've heard of his, you know, outbursts and what he's done on the court and mm-hmm. his cryings and interacting with fans. I think he's losing it a little bit.
I think he wants to stick around long enough to possibly play with his son on the same team.
Dude, don't do it.
So his son is a senior in high school. You have to be one year removed from high school to play in the NBA. So that's the rule, whether you go to college or the G League or whatever it might be. So his son is now a top 40 recruit for college basketball. So I know Ohio State's offered him, Oregon, USC or UCLA, one of those schools. And so he's probably going to play with his, well, it's hard to say he's going to play with his son, but he can stick around for two more years and be 40 years old, still playing basketball. Now, to play at the level he's playing, I don't know. We'll see. But I mean, what he's doing at age 38 is just unbelievable. Anyone that's tried to play basketball after the age of 35, and if you're not in like peak physical shape and you're running up and down the court for, let's even say 10, 15 minutes, like it will gas you, let alone being at the top of your game, you know, in the NBA against the world's best athletes that are 15 years younger than you, if not more than that. So it's pretty remarkable what he's doing. I don't know. I've heard he invests several million dollars a year just on his body. So cryogenic chambers, you know, supplements, trainers, masseuses, all that stuff. It's unbelievable what he's doing. So I don't know. 38 years old, 89 points away from breaking the all-time record. So Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's record is 38,299 points. LeBron, also in the last game, is now fourth all-time in career assists. So if you think about that, 10,338 assists. So let's just say each one of those assists led to a two-pointer, not even a three-pointer. That's 20,700 points, basically. So that's just unbelievable stuff. He's also 32nd all-time in rebounding, which is just unbelievable. Now, Joe, yeah. One last topic before we get out of here. One last topic. So I don't know if JJ's was something you, or a place you ever went to.
No, I don't know what that is.
Okay. So JJ's, let me explain this for anyone that might not be familiar. If you're about my age, I'm 41. So I'm going to say anyone between the ages of 35 and 45 that lived in the Boardman, Youngstown, Poland, Canfield, Struthers area definitely has been to JJ's. I have some friends that went to like the University of Pittsburgh and like even Ohio State or Cleveland State that knew about JJ's because it was the place to go in Youngstown for a while. Let's just say a lot of friends in college celebrated their 21st birthday when they were 18, 19, and 20 years old.
It's that
so
place.
So you could technically celebrate at least four 21st birthdays there, 18, 19, 20, and 21. But JJ's, I literally just drove by there on my way down here. It's in the Uptown, which the Uptown about 15, 20, 25 years ago was like the place to be. The downtown area wasn't like great. Now it's kind of reversed. Downtown is awesome. Uptown is unfortunately looks not great. It's not the place to be. And JJ's has now been completely demolished. Mm. So I know it was something before JJ's and something after JJ's, but it had a nice 15-year run or so.
Where it was like a college thing?
It was a big college bar. But I mean, you would have, you know, probably some people in their mid to late 20s go in there as well. And cheap drinks, but just a blast and a really good time. So just wanted to, you know, say JJ's was like the place to be, and unfortunately, well, maybe fortunately, I don't know.
Well, is this no part longer of your GOAT theme? Is it the greatest bar of all time?
To me, in Youngstown, it was. If it's not the greatest bar in Youngstown that I've ever been to, it was like maybe some of my best memories were from there. Okay. So I'll say that. And I went to college away from Youngstown. But I would always come back in the summer, and I spent plenty of time there, you know, during the school year when coming home, it was always the place to go to. And, I graduated high school in 2000, moved back here in 2007, when I got a different teaching job up here, but, between those years, so much fun. And, a lot of people in the Youngstown area, or surrounding area know what I'm talking about with JJ. So, that made me think though. So I'm not going to put up my list. I want to get your thoughts before I share it, of defunct businesses. Now this, I'm talking from a national perspective. This can be, technology, clothing, food, whatever. Do you have a business or businesses that are no longer around that you used to love back in the day?
Oh, Farmore was my go-to.
Farmore. That's a good one.
Yes.
I didn't even think of Farmore. That's a great one.
We used to go there for everything. Okay. And you get your music there.
Yeah.
You get your video rentals there.
Farmore.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was a Mickey Moniz one. So unfortunately.
Greatest of all time right there, buddy.
Mickey Moniz maybe on the other side of that list. Okay, Farmore. Do you have any others that you can think of?
I would say Circuit City would be another one.
Okay.
That one's gone.
Circuit City's in my top 10.
I'm thinking Kmart. I don't know if it's gone, but it's close probably.
Good point. Kmart. Didn't even think about that one. Okay. All right. How about any food places? Any food places you can think
Red
of?
Red Barn. Oh, that was
Red Barn too. What was Red Barn?
Red Barn was a burger joint. It was good.
Okay.
It was, yeah.
Red Barn. Okay.
Let's see.
No,
I caught you with a curveball.
No, Red Barn was, that didn't used to be on South Avenue and Western Reserve, did it?
There was one on Boardman. It's towards Canfield.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. I think the Red Barn's still there. I think
anyone know what Red Barn is besides Joe Danier? Let me know, please, because I don't know. Okay. All right. I'm gonna just share my list.
Chi-Chi's
is on a celebration of food.
Yes,
that's on my top 10 as well. Okay. Another place I thought you were going to say was Radio Shack.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
Radio Shack doesn't exist anymore, but was an awesome place. I felt like as a kid to go to. So Radio Shack.
A lot of time at Radio Shack.
Oh yeah. Did you ever spend a lot of time at Blockbuster?
No.
You weren't a Blockbuster guy?
I wasn't a Blockbuster guy.
I love Blockbuster. Like VHS, people probably don't even know, like younger people probably don't even know what the hell a VHS is anymore. But you'd go, you'd rent a video, you'd rent a game, whatever it might be. And sometimes you would look behind, be like, oh, it's out of stock or something like that.
Well, that's why I said we went to Farmore to do our videos, and it was really competitive.
Okay.
Because when they you'd have to know what time they put out the new videos out, and then everybody rushed to get them, and they put like the video case in front and all of the video plastic cases behind, and you'd have to grab one.
Yeah. And when you were done, you better rewind that tape.
Better rewind it. Because it's not just a Be Kind. It's a $5 fine.
That's true.
Rewind.
And it was probably more money for them to rewind it than it was to run it out. So another one I had on my list, growing up in Boardman, like right across from where Giant Eagle, actually right next to where Giant Eagle is now in Boardman, Hills. Did you ever go to Hills?
Department store, yes.
And they would have these slushies, and they would have, so they'd have a great, like it was popcorn and slushies, I remember. But Hills was kind of like a Meijer, kind of like a, I don't exactly remember, but it was cool. I just remember being there as a kid.
But Hills is cool. Where the toys are.
That's true. Speaking of toys, Toys R Us. Were you a Toys R Us kid?
No, it was always too expensive.
Okay.
We were Kmart kids.
Yeah. You know what? No one's a Toys R Us kid anymore. So they spent too much money on that damn giraffe. So Jeffrey, but that made my list. So here's the other ones on my list. Blockbuster, we talked about. Circuit City, we talked about. Hills, we talked about. Toys R Us. Chi-Chi's, A Celebration of Food. Yes. The Ground Round. Which was located right where the Magic Tree is now. Then it became Youngstown Sports Grill before it became the Magic Tree. Radio Shack, great one. Ponderosa Steakhouse. Did you ever go there?
Oh, so good.
And it wasn't just steaks. It was like a buffet.
Oh, I love the buffet.
And I think as a kid, you probably have more fond memories of like a place like Ponderosa than you would as an adult and be like, Ponderosa, isn't that? But to me, I have very good memories of Ponderosa. So,
I agree.
Someplace I never really went in all that much, but you'd walk by in the malls. It was called the Sharper Image. And they would just have like, it seemed like futuristic, cool shit in there. And they would have like chair, like, okay, this was before like technology, like major technology, but they would have like massaging chairs, or they would have like headphones, like the stuff that plugged right into the chair.
Very modern.
Yeah. Looking. Very modern. Yeah, exactly. So just like a lot of cool stuff was in there. And it felt like it felt like you were walking a little bit into the future, into that store. So that was another one. And then the Sports Authority, which we didn't have a whole lot around here. I actually had a friend that worked there, got a job right out of college, I think in Denver. But the Sports Authority has been bought up by Dick's Sporting Goods. So that no longer exists.
And just so you know, it is not Dick's.com. Do not go to Dick's.com at all.
No, do not go to Dick's.com ever.
I make
ever,
that mistake
ever.
On a regular basis. And I have to warn people because it's a mistake. You don't want to go to Dick's.com. It is not the Sports Authority.
Great advice.
Thank you.
Let's leave them with that note on that one. If you have any other ones, drop them in the comments. But that is all. I appreciate you guys watching. Thanks for watching. We are a Youngstown Studio production for Joe Danye. I'm Justin Coffin. Check out the Groundhog Beer Fest if you got time this weekend. It is at Stambaugh. Have a lot of fun while supporting a great cause. Appreciate you guys for watching, and we will talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to this show on Youngstown Studio. If you like our programming, we invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow our Facebook page, or subscribe to your favorite podcast platform like iTunes or Spotify. This is original Youngstown content, and we would appreciate you sharing the videos and the word about it.